Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, with producer Grant Ridpath, and we're in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, just about 30 hours in advance of the Vikings and Packers game this Thursday night from Lambeau Field. But we have a special guest before we talk about the Vikings and the Packers, and before we look back on last week's win over the Falcons. We have a special guest. It's Craig Peters, who is recently hired as a new staff writer for the Vikings. You've been reading and hearing from me over the last 9 years, and we thought, you might be getting sick and tired of it, so we're going to mix it up a little bit. And we've added Craig to the mix, a veteran writer in the NFL who's previously covered the Tennessee Titans. Welcome in, Craig. Welcome to the Vikings family.
Well, it's been so exciting to be here. The sincerity, the warm welcome I've received from the Vikings organization and the people of Minnesota has been great.
All right, good. So let's have people get to know you a little bit before we allow some football knowledge for you to impart football knowledge on them and prove your worth that way. Let's go with the basics, the introductions, the typical player profile. Let's do the writer profile. Who is Craig Peters? Talk about yourself a little bit.
2 minute drill. I'd say grew up in Clarksville, Tennessee, near Nashville, undergrad at Mississippi State. Found a love for writing when I was down there, covered the football team, the men's basketball team, women's volleyball, all sorts of things, softball, women's hoops, everything pretty much. Worked in newspapers in Georgia, near Atlanta, Athens, Georgia, and then covered crime in courts for 2 years over in South Carolina, and then I was able to go back to Nashville and go to grad school and get connected with the Titans, and I covered them the past 4 seasons.
What was it like covering the Titans? Talk about some of the things that you had Chris Johnson there. He's been one of the more exciting players in the NFL over the last few seasons. He went through a coaching change. Talk about a few of the things you covered there.
Actually, I went through 3 coaches in 4 seasons, so it was kind of a time of turnover. I was there for Coach Fisher's last season, and that one started with a lot of promise, 5-2 out of the gate, and then finished 6-10. So, and then the organization made the change, went with Coach Munchak, and was able to get to know him over the past couple years, and he's a great guy, and he had a good start, and then things didn't just kind of work out for him either, and then Coach Wisenhunt came in, so I think they're really excited about what he's eventually going to do on offense there.
Yeah. You know, you have some experience with the Super Bowl too, not covering it from the Titans perspective, but we're all trying to get to the Super Bowl. Fans want the Vikings to get there and watch them. I want to get there and work there. You've been to the Super Bowl. Tell people about your experience, why you've been at Super Bowls, and what it's like.
Okay, well, it's been such a real amazing experience that I'm tremendously grateful for the fact that I was able to volunteer as a PR staff member for the past 3, Indianapolis, New Orleans, and New York, New Jersey. And just seeing how that event has grown and become so much to the host area has me really excited about the Super Bowl coming to the Twin Cities area.
I have to ask you then, because for the last few years with the stadium push and then getting the stadium passed, Super Bowl has been a huge talker here. And I'm trying to explain to people, because I've been to Indianapolis every year for the Combine. So I was not surprised when Indianapolis was given a Super Bowl. And then when they had it and it went well and it got rave reviews, that didn't surprise me either, because I knew it would be a great city for it. I think Minneapolis has some of those characteristics that would make it a great host Super Bowl city, and I know that you're not going to say anything bad about Minneapolis because you live here now, but try and give as honest assessment as you can about Minneapolis being a good host city for the Super Bowl.
Well, I consider myself an honorary Minnesotan now.
Yes.
Going since about 12:30 Sunday morning and got in just in time for Sunday's game, pretty much. And but I really think that I've enjoyed all 3 Super Bowls, but Indianapolis was my favorite. The way that the city and region really embraced their role of having their first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The volunteer output was incredible. The setup and structure. I've barely explored the Twin Cities downtown, but it looks like a great setup, and I think that all the excitement that is going to come with the new Viking Stadium and the opportunity to really put the Twin Cities on display for the rest of the country is going to be something the people here are going to really embrace.
I remember when you were interviewing for the position and you came here for the first time, you know, you flew into Minneapolis and you used the light rail. You went downtown. You even came outside of TCF Bank Stadium for a Vikings game. Talk about that a little bit.
That's right. My first stop when I got in, it was about 1:30 during week two. So when I landed, so I wanted to come on up. The light rail made it extremely convenient.
Yeah.
As someone who's not very familiar with the city, had only been here once, got out right outside the construction site and was able to see the progress that's already happened there. Got out, snapped a real quick picture, and then hopped on the transfer, went over to TCF just to see the stadium vibe and atmosphere. And I loved, the amount of purple I could see from walking around the stadium and the atmosphere that's going to be there for the next two seasons.
Yeah, you've already written several things for the site, you know, talking about Jennings' return to Green Bay to play there. You did the game recap from the Atlanta Falcons game, but you're so fresh we haven't even gotten your byline and picture taken to put up there. So you've provided written content already, a lot of great stuff. Tell fans a little bit what you envision writing about for Vikings.com, the mix of different types of stories that you're going
to
bring.
Well, I love the opportunity to really relay player personalities to the fans and connect fans with the players and the team at any opportunity. I love learning more about the intricacies of the game as I'm creating content as well and then relaying that forward. Just finished up a story just talking about the way that Aaron Rodgers can move around the pocket and give his receivers time to break free from it might be solid coverage at the start of the play. And then the cornerbacks, if you're used to playing coverage for 5 to 7 seconds, if the play gets added to 10 seconds, then receivers can become a little slippery and you give up a big gain. So that's been a point of emphasis, I believe, for the Vikings this week. And in the interviews with Captain Munnerlin and Josh Robinson, they were excited about the way that the Vikings are playing a little more press man coverage, get physical at the line of scrimmage. And it's going to go hand in hand with the Vikings establishing a pass rush.
You know, I'm excited about the way the secondary played against Atlanta. And I know you've been watching the team closely here this season, but even in recent seasons, you know, secondary and pass defense has been a weak point of this defense. Mike Zimmer's here now, and it's suddenly become a quickly improving area of the team. So you've seen one game as an official employee of the Vikings. That was the Falcons game. Tell me a couple of your takeaways from that game, areas of the team you thought played well beyond the secondary playing well, which you and I know we agree with that. But beyond that, what were your takeaways from the Falcons' victory?
My favorite part of that, all in all, was when Atlanta did take its first lead of the game, the way that the team responded in a team collaboration.
Sure.
You force a punt. Sherrills has a nice return to at least get some momentum going, and then the offense is able to convert that momentum with the game-winning drive.
Right.
And it was really impressive the way that all three phases came together at a critical juncture of the game. And it was a game that the Vikings really played well from the start and then hit a little lull, but were able to turn it on and recover. And
right.
I think that's incredibly important in this league. It's great to see that out of such a team with so many young players that are being worked in and how they're already learning how to respond and win games. That's going to be very encouraging and helpful as Coach Zimmer continues to build this team.
Yeah. You know, going forward now, we travel to Green Bay today, play on Thursday Night Football, all the short week stuff aside, and we've already talked about the importance of the secondary against these receivers and plastering their man even when the play breaks down. But just generally speaking, I mean, you and I both hope and think we're going to win because we see all the positives. But what are your thoughts about the Packers game? What are some of the more important areas to focus on?
I think you definitely have to continue to play solid coverage. I think if you get some positive plays early, it always helps on the road. I think that's a really quality possession early. The run game Sunday was incredibly encouraging with the way the combination of Matt Asiata and Jerick McKinnon, kind of a two different dynamics there for defenses to try to prepare for. And Coach Zimmer even spoke about that this week from his time as a coordinator, how he didn't enjoy the process of getting defenses ready to counteract two different styles of runners. And I think your running game can really help you on the road and get things going in the right direction, so you're not in – so as many times as you can avoid obvious pass rush situations,
right,
with the likes of Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, you're going to do yourself a favor.
Right.
I agree with that. It's always fun. This is your first experience with the border battle. You know, it's a fun one to be a part of, and it happens twice a year. I know, you know, the Titans and all the other teams you've covered have rivals too. So, you know, none are better than the other. They're all good. But this is, you know, for Vikings fans, this is the number one rivalry.
Well, I'm greatly looking forward to adding that. It was important for me to go ahead and start as soon as possible, and I'm really grateful I was able to make it for Sunday's game and partake in this one, and looking forward to a great rest of the season and beyond.
Great. All right, man. Welcome to the Vikings. Thanks for joining the Wobcast.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Craig Peters, your new staff writer for the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings and Packers play this Thursday night, kickoff around 7:30. It's the NFL's Thursday night football package. The Vikings are on at one time, and this week is it. So an important stretch here for the Vikings. They get a victory over the Falcons on Sunday, a quick turnaround to play their first division game of the 2014 season on a short week against the Packers. And then next week, not this upcoming Sunday, a week from Sunday, Vikings get a few extra days off, but they play another division rival, the Detroit Lions, come to TCF Bank Stadium a week from Sunday. So important stretch of games here for the Vikings. They got back on the winning track last week. Hopefully they can stay on that track tomorrow night against the Packers on Thursday Night Football. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Wobcast. Until then, enjoy the game Thursday, and we'll see you next week.